online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome back, everybody. Wait, we have to listen to this.
May you build a ladder to the sky and climb on every rung. May you stay forever young.
Welcome, everybody, back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Parenthood, our last and final show ever.
It's terrible.
You're doing season 6 finale. May God bless you and keep you. May God bless everyone.
Always.
What an episode. What an episode indeed. Great. And we actually have a great special guest calling in for this finale episode as well. What do we think of this episode already? We're trying to collect ourselves after all the emotions that played out in that.
I was going to apologize on behalf of all of us.
Yes.
In case you sound emotional or we get choked up.
Or just for how I look right now.
No, you look great. You look beautiful.
Mind our appearance right now.
Yeah, it was a struggle.
That
episode was real tough. But you know what? So many happy moments. So many great moments. But still, I mean, it was the last, after that last commercial, it was just the song Forever Young and just that scene, you know, the futuristic scenes and then the baseball field. We all lost it.
First, I need to know who... I have to download all the music from tonight's episode because it was so good and just so perfect for every moment that was happening. But it was... I mean, Kelly said it best whenever we walked out of the trailer from watching. If there's a way to end a finale, like, every show, look, should watch Parenthood because they hit every base that we wanted to see. Clearly, I left partially devastated, but
we all did.
We all did. Every great show can truly devastate you in a certain way, right?
Yeah.
So, yes.
Parenthood did that, but it also made me very happy tonight too.
Yes.
Yeah, it made you very happy.
It made me very happy, but I was very upset too.
Hey guys, we have a caller on the line for you.
Great, and I believe we have our special calling guest. We have Shola Marandueña, who plays Victor, calling in tonight. Shola, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. Congratulations on all the success that Parenthood has brought to you. What are your initial thoughts of tonight's finale? I know you were live tweeting with everybody and watching with the cast.
I thought it was great. I think that there were definitely lots of tears of joy. I think that it was very emotional for myself and all the people in the room that are watching, but I think that it was also a really great finale. I think that everything came to a conclusion, but also it left some room for a possible, maybe, spin-off.
Ooh, I agree. I like that.
In a couple of years.
I completely agree with that. So I was just saying how tonight made me very happy, but it also devastated me in certain ways. How did, I know that I've read a lot of stuff about whenever y'all are filming the last scene, there were lots of tears. What was the part of tonight that you were just the most, like, about?
Emotional.
Emotional, if that makes sense, yeah.
I would say the point where I got the most emotional was when Miles Drew in the show, was making his best man speech. I think that it was a little emotional because when I was there, it got a little emotional because everyone sort of got teary-eyed and stuff like that. And it felt very sincere to the point, and I thought that was really good. Also, the final scene when we're all dumping the ashes, when we were actually there, it was pretty emotional, and just to see it sort of on the screen, it was a little teary eye for me.
Yes.
Shola, we all love the Bravermans and everyone watching the show. We all just want to be a part of the Braverman family, and you were lucky to have been a part of it for 6 seasons. What is the biggest thing that you are going to miss about the cast, about the script, about the storyline, everything?
I'm definitely going to be missing Jason Tatum, Larry, Lawrence Dilling. I think that they're phenomenal people, and I think that they've done such a great job on the show. Of course, the cast and the crew, it'll take a long time to name all of them, but I'll miss them all dearly. But also, I guess Victor as a character, I think that he's a very well-written character, and I think that that's something definitely that's going to be very hard to sort of look forward to in the future as such a well-written character and stuff like that. And that was... That was definitely one of my favorite parts, was being on that show.
Mm-hmm.
We loved it,
yeah.
Too. I mean, I've always loved Victor's character, your character, Shola, and I loved how he was adopted, because I personally am adopted, and I really related to him in that aspect. So what has the adopted community have done for you? Like, how have they responded to you and your character over these past few seasons?
I would say this whole adopted community... that sounds weird, but I would say that this whole area of work that I've been doing, it's really opened my eyes to see the different types of situations that foster adopted kids and just people who come from different families and how they sort of the whole perspective. And it's been really, I wouldn't say tough, but it's been a great experience to meet all of these children, not only children but adults as well, that have gone through this, and to see how their lives, how having that experience has changed their lives and stuff, their lives and stuff like that, and it's definitely influenced how I played my role on Parenthood.
That's so good to hear. That's now, amazing. You, something we talk about on our after show a lot is the transition of, and like growth of characters, and how you've been playing this since you were so young, obviously, and now you are more mature, you know, really growing up. I want to know really what you as a person take away from the character of Victor the most, because he's been through so much. Your character really has truly evolved, and I completely agree with you. It's an amazingly written part. I mean, it's just an amazingly written show, of yeah. course, but what do you take away from playing Victor the most?
I would say something that I would take away from being Victor is that, you know, Victor has his bad days, but that makes the days when he sees his sister, his newborn sister, his aunts and uncles getting married. I think it just makes those days even better, mm-hmm. and it makes those days even more special. And I think that it, he's definitely a very unique character in that he's not necessarily born into the family, but that he's a family in heart, and that he's just so, he's just bonded with the family so well, and mm-hmm. It's been such a great time with him.
And we love seeing that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Rumor has it, I can't remember who said it, I want to say it was Lauren Graham on when she was doing press for the finale, said that everyone got yearbooks on the last day and everyone was signing their yearbooks. You had everyone, or I'm assuming you had everyone sign the yearbook, but did you actually end up taking anything besides the yearbook home, like some souvenir or memorabilia from Parenthood, from the set?
Did I take anything home from the set? You know what? I didn't. There were a couple of things that I wish I would have taken home.
Like what?
You know what? There's this scooter that they have. It's sort of like it's amazing. It's probably the best scooter that I've ever seen. But it has, instead of like one base, it has a base for both legs.
Oh, wow.
And you sort of have to like make your body do like a little wave to get it moving. And it's so fun.
Did Victor ever ride that in the show?
You know what? It was in his room. I don't think you ever see him write it.
Okay.
But, I think as Sholo, he was doing a lot more writing.
I love it. Than...
We got to get that scooter.
I know. Got to get our hands on it.
That's amazing. I mean, it's been so fun watching your character these past few seasons and seeing you grow and everybody else grow in the characters and just as people in general. So overall, I know parenthood means so much to us, but what has parenthood meant to you?
It's meant a whole new life experience. It's definitely changed my... how I perceive different characters and how I look at new roles and stuff like that. It's definitely changed my life. All of these amazing people and the tips that they've given me and life lessons that they've had, that they've shared with me. And it's just been such an amazing past 4 years of my life, 6 years of the show, but 4 years of my life being on the show. And it's really changed my life for the better, and I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to be on the show and to sort of just meet all of these new people and have all of these great, amazing experiences.
Yes, and as a fan of your own personal show, are you satisfied with how all the storylines wrapped up and how the show itself ended?
Yes, absolutely. I think that... Yes, I do think that it was an amazing ending.
Yeah, and I know you want to do more comedy and whatnot, and the pilot season's coming up. What else do you have in store for your future? I mean, you have a bright future ahead of you.
I am looking forward to doing some comedy, but also I would love to do something maybe a little comic book themed.
Ooh,
I love the Guardians of the Galaxy movie that came out recently, and hopefully for the sequel there's a character who's 15, you know, who has sister that's in second grade. My sister will be in second grade when I'm 15. And, you know, his name is Nova from the comic book series. And I would hope maybe I could play the younger version of him. That would be awesome.
That would be so cool.
That'd be great.
Oh, my gosh.
You heard it here first. Yeah. Shalou is campaigning for this position.
Well,
yeah. AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
There you go. Well, we wish you all the best, and thank you so much for calling in to our wonderful after show, and thank you for everything you've done on the show, and it's really been great watching you and everybody else on this cast.
Absolutely.
We've loved watching you, so thank you for playing this character. Yes. I can't wait to see what you do next.
I know.
Sure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right. You're welcome.
And where can everyone keep following you to keep watching Parenthood and keep talking about Parenthood and other things you have coming down the line?
Where can you guys follow me?
Yes, social media, whatnot.
Social media, okay. It's basically the same for everything. It's my first name, XOLO _ MARIDUENA.
Awesome.
Sholo _ Mariduena. Well, thank you so much, Sholo, for calling in.
Thank you.
And thank you for
parenthood. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Sholo.
Great.
Oh,
he's
love
amazing.
That kid. Love that
he's
kid.
He's so great. And, you know, whatever he's doing in the future, we're going to bring him back.
You know, that's exactly what we needed to start off our after show. I mean, we were so down in the dumps.
Now I'm a little happier.
No, I mean, he just put us in a good mood.
Yes.
So thank you, Shella.
We have to start on a positive
note.
Yeah,
mood, so, for sure.
I think that'd be great. It's loved that we got him to call in.
Yes. Yeah.
So this episode, where to start?
Okay.
So, I mean,
I don't know.
Everybody, just everybody. Goodness.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? Let's also start on the just people in general, like the couples. We see Sholo's character. Mm-hmm. He has a baby sister.
Yeah,
half sister.
Victor has a sister.
I was not expecting that.
No.
Y'all know I was expecting Joel and Julia to have a baby, of course.
Right.
But that was the curveball for me. And
that happened so fast.
It did. But it happened fast, and, you know, we've been talking about how they're going to accomplish these things and finish these major points in one episode, and I'm perfectly happy with it. They wrapped it up with a little bow. Well, okay, I'm not perfectly happy with it, but you know what I mean. They wrapped it up in a little bow, and the sequence of it was perfect. They spent just the amount of time, right amount of time on things. You know, the way that they approached the whole adoption situation, we knew, like, okay, of course it's going to be a discussion, but it's Joel and Julia. They're not ever going to say no to Victor's sister. And even though, of course, they're working on themselves, but the things that they bond over the most are their children. And, I mean, obviously they love each other, but they are such good parents. And I'm so happy that they did that.
But wait, there's more.
Exactly.
And then we see that they have another child.
Another one. The family is growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you two remember a couple episodes back, I teased something about the baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually one of our hosts, AfterBuzz hosts here's daughter.
Really?
Which one? Yes. Is that?
That is Ryan Hook's daughter.
Oh, okay.
So check out Ryan Hook.
Wait, the actual?
Yes, that is an AfterBuzz's host. Daughter who played the baby for Joel and Julia. That's how I knew.
Oh, wait, which baby did?
I think
she played.
Victor's sister.
Victor's sister, okay. Yes.
Wait, the baby.
The newborn.
The baby, not the one at Christmas time.
Not the one in the flash forward.
Yes, not in the flash forward, but
when they were delivered.
Victor's baby sister.
Yes, Victor's baby sister.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, so a little AfterBuzz tidbit for you. You know, we're all over the place.
We are.
I love this. It was a perfect wrapping to their storyline. And, you know, it shows that, yes, Joel and Julia, they're going to have their ups and downs and whatnot, but together they are a family, and they're just going to grow, and their love and relationship's going to grow, and the family's growing, and everybody's growing, and this, they have a happy ending.
I think I've said it before, I'm terrible at predicting, you know, when things are going to happen. So when Julia got that call, I think the first time we saw her, when they were all at dinner, they all had dinner, Julia got that call, I was like, oh my gosh, it's Chris calling.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Okay, good.
I'm glad
alone.
It wasn't though.
Yeah, because, and he's like, is it work? And she's like, I don't know. I mean, I was just like, oh my gosh, it's Chris. He's gonna, if we don't have enough time to have Chris be back in the picture, he needs to get out of it. But I was surprised it was the social worker, Victor's social worker.
Yeah.
But I mean, it turned out to be a very happy ending.
That's something that, you know, of all the predictions we've thrown out, which yes, the baby was a prediction. That's something that we never thought of. So
yeah.
Kudos, Parenthood writers, for throwing us, who have dissected every bit of the show, for a loop, because I was genuinely surprised.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, I think we had an inkling that somehow a baby was going to come in. But
yes.
I'm glad they did it in such a shotgun way to have it come into the Braverman's life so fast. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
Because, like, yes, all they need is another baby to keep them going.
Yep.
Great.
Keep on keeping on.
Team Julia. Live on forever.
I'm just happy we're ending it on a happy note for them.
I know.
Because they just, at Sarah and Hank's wedding, them dancing, they just look so in love, and I don't know.
You know what, though? We're ending on a happy note with everybody, including Camille.
Yeah. A bittersweet moment.
I do like a dot, 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 yes.
I mean, of course, I mean, it's heartbreaking, but she went to, is it Shea Marie? Oh, my gosh.
In Paris.
That's where I lost it. I was like, you went to Paris. You went to Paris.
She went to Paris. He was planning on them to go.
She went.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Bear with us. We are emotional.
Recovering.
We're all over the place.
We're recovering.
Tonight. But, okay. Team Julia, happiness all around. How about Baby Zeke? Baby Zeke,
oh my gosh,
in the picture, and Amber. What do we think of Amber? Was it a surprise that older Zeke and Camille asked Amber to live with them?
Yes,
it was a surprise until it happened. As soon as, like, I kind of felt like, oh wait, this is where they're about to go. Whenever they said the address thing, I'm like, of course they would ask that, because it's a Braverman. They are a family, and of course, you know, they have their, they call it their third chapter to themselves and everything, but that's who they are. They are parents. I mean,
they took Sarah in, and now they're taking in Sarah's daughter. And
exactly. That's what I loved.
Yeah.
And I wrote full circle, because we started at the beginning, literally the very first episode of Parenthood, Sarah moving back in, and her starting a new life because she was going through hard times, and now Amber's going through hard times, and she is more like her mother every single day.
She is.
But see, we also see that conversation come back. We see Sarah thank Zeke for letting her come home.
Yeah.
We see that, you know, reliving the first episode.
Yeah. Everything that Camille and Zeke has done for her has changed her life, and everything has changed for the better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love how they're giving Amber that second chance, too. Mm-hmm.
Amber got two second chances tonight. Yeah. Not a lot, too. But major ones, though. I mean, she got living now with Zeke and Camille, and the luncheonette. She's going to take over. She's going to be the new Crosby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I'm almost mad at us for giving up on our prediction, because the whole time we're like, no, absolutely not. They're not going to end it. And then one episode, we're like, oh, it's gone. It's gone. And then it's not. I mean, I'm ridiculously happy about that. And I'm so happy for Amber, because she's always been such a creative character in the show. You know, we talked about before how, you know, no one ever really did her hair. Her hairstyle was always from Mae Whitman as a person. Mm, yeah. And it just kind of fit her character. So she's always kind of been that, you know, the more creative side of that family. And I'm just happy that she's going to be able to do something that's truly going to make her happy and make money for her and her family at the same time. So it's a great feeling for her, because she's always struggled with jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Until she got to the luncheonette. And men.
Just like her mother.
Exactly.
Yeah. Her mother through and through.
And to see her end on such a place where we know she's going to be happy is just, it's really fulfilling, mm-hmm. for sure.
And we also see Amber in the flash forward.
Yes.
She now has a loving husband.
Yes.
And a family. So,
and I think the husband, or husband, boyfriend, fiance, whatever he is, I think he had a child too, right?
That
happened so fast.
I don't know.
I think we were all, like, looking through our muddled tears at that point.
That's true. Definitely mascara.
No, I thought he had a kid, because I thought that was baby Zeke. And then we see Ryan walk in the door with baby Zeke.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's hard.
Unless,
but
that
it seems
like Jolia's or something.
Yeah, it seems like Amber and Ryan, because we did see Ryan mm-hmm. in a little bit.
Who is very attractive.
Who seems like he got his life back together.
Yeah.
And they're on good terms now, mm-hmm. and more so a family than ever.
I'm surprised she did not go back to him, but I think it's best that she didn't go back to him.
I'm glad that she didn't go back to him.
I'm glad she didn't either, but I'm really glad that we saw a snippet of him and to see that he is being a father, because that is one of Amber's main storylines throughout this entire show, is her issues with her dad. So I'm really happy to see that, you know, the same won't continue for her child, and Ryan has stepped up to be a good dad and everything.
Yeah. It's a shame we didn't get to see Seth, even though we know that John Corbett filmed scenes for NBC Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I had to talk about NBC Parenthood. But because they cut his scenes due to time constraints. Mm-hmm. But hopefully that'll be in, like, the deleted scenes.
That would be awesome.
On the DVD season.
Like, what else would they have cut? Like, no, they couldn't have cut anything else.
That is hard, too, because I was thinking about that just from the editing standpoint. Maybe they could have cut the onion cutting scene with the kids.
Okay, that's a good point.
But going into that with Adam, he's very happy at the Chambers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, both Adam and Crosby, I think this is probably the only episode this season that we really saw them so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Crosby.
Especially Crosby.
Because Crosby, I have just felt so bad for him. He has had nothing positive happened in his life, I feel, this whole season, and he's just has been down in the dumps, and finally, you know, he decides to get the luncheonette back on its feet, and he is beyond thrilled. And he has so much motivation, too, which he's never really had much before, because he's always been taken care of, and he's always, you know, Adam was the one to run everything, he was the one to do the business side, but Crosby was the one to book the clients, you know, all that stuff. But Crosby's taking over, and it's a very big move, and he's excited about it, and I love seeing this side of him. He's so happy.
Me too.
And it's good for Crosby, because at the beginning of the show in general, that, like, he was big in the music production, but to see him grow to the level of now he's directing and owning and actually being the head of a company, how much growth he's had professionally and as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to see him, like, really just mature in that way.
I like seeing him say to Amber, I'm going to be Adam and you be the Crosby. Because just to think of him of being like, okay, I'm willing to sit behind a desk and, like, figure out these contracts and everything. Just like I said earlier to Sholo, it's about the character growth. His character has come from, you know, living on a boat, which I think it's kind of awesome, but living on a boat.
I miss the boathouse.
And, yeah, and being a little, let's say, for back of a letter word, lackadaisical, and, you know, to then having a kid, to then messing things up with Jasmine, to making things better, to starting this company, and then to fully running this company. His character has grown so much, mm-hmm. and I think he, as an actor, has grown in his character as well. So it's definitely good to see him stepping up to the plate and making it happen, because he wanted it to happen, and he's doing it for himself.
And we also see in the flash forward, too, that Jasmine's pregnant!
Jasmine's pregnant. Another baby.
Yep.
The Braverman family will just keep growing.
Yeah.
It's not a family. It's a clan.
It is a clan. It's a clan. But I love how even in the future, like, it's still extending mm-hmm. everyone. And I love that quick moment where Zeke and Camille was like, well, we did good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there's the whole shadow of the Bravermans. Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they very well did.
They definitely did.
Okay. So, the luncheonette, it's still going.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, because after all these seasons, there's been a lot of ups and downs. Because back in season 3, Adam wanted to sell the luncheonette back then.
Mm-hmm.
And to have it just keep going back and forth, and now it's official, luncheonette is to stay.
Staying
yes.
forever!
Happy endings for all.
Yes.
Almost for all. But let's talk about the wedding.
I loved it.
So,
the best.
Great. And there was so much going on, but they captured it. It didn't seem rushed whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And they captured all the fun, serious moments in and of itself.
Way to go, Max.
Right?
Look at Max.
Right?
What do we think of Max? Because we saw last episode where he was talking about the rate of unemployment for Asperger people
mm-hmm.
is really high. And then we see in this job, he has a job. He's employed.
I'm employed!
I love that moment. It's so good to see him doing something that he really loves. And, you know, we see the pictures when Camille was looking at them. But they were really good.
They were.
And he really did capture those moments where you want, you know, you want to see, it's all about the bride and it's all about the groom, of course, but you also want to see your family
mm-hmm.
enjoying themselves and loving each other and being happy in the moment for you. And he was so good at it. And mm-hmm. he just knew exactly what to say to everyone. He was not, he wasn't wearing a suit. He was wearing like a semi-suit.
But he still looked nice though.
Yeah.
He looked very,
Max looked so handsome in tonight's episode. I don't know if I'm just feeling like.
You're team Max, I'm team Drew.
I love
Drew and his mustache.
I'm team Drew too, but Max just looked so cute, and I just loved, I don't know, his seeing him smile so much tonight. His character has like ever smiled? I don't know. Very rarely
has
smiled. I think when he has smiled in the past, it's been a very fake smile, like, oh, I know I need to pose for the camera,
mm-hmm.
or you know, when running for president or any, you know, he's had to put on a smile. But
yes.
I think tonight it was a real smile.
Yeah.
Although I was like, I wasn't super into the idea of adding the love interest. I just didn't feel like it had enough time. Like there were a lot of interactions, kind of random, but at the same time, I'm glad that he kind of ended up happy and dancing with this girl. And, I mean, Christina and Adam were like, oh, my gosh, it's a real girl.
Yes. But I can understand you saying there's not enough time to develop that relationship. No, there wasn't. But the two main concerns that Adam and Christina had for Max was, is he going to be employed? Is he going to have a true love?
That's mm-hmm. true.
And both of them were answered tonight for his character.
Yeah.
And they gave the audience that sense of hope for him and all people who have Asperger's that, yes, they can be successful in the world.
Mm-hmm. Excellent point. Oh, my gosh, I feel so bad that I even said that now.
No, I'm so sorry.
No, it's so true, though. That is a great point.
Yeah,
it was
they got the message.
It was definitely put in there for a purpose.
Yeah.
So there is a certain understanding to what you're saying, of course, but it is, you know, it's a message of hope. And then look at Hank telling Zeke, you know, I kind of sort of have Asperger's or whatever he said.
Mm-hmm.
But look at him. He's getting married and has a job as well and is completely successful and has taught Max so much. And I'm just really happy to see Max really thriving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I love that moment when Hank went to Zeke and asked for Sarah's hand in marriage, and which was very surprising because he seems like the better man out of the Bravermans at that
and
moment.
And Joel didn't do
Joel
it.
Joel didn't ask. What?
My
what?
Joel. Hello.
So
of course you asked.
Again, that just shows Hank's character growth. Mm-hmm. Out of all the Bravermans, he is the one to most surprise you. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was very endearing, and I loved that conversation. And Zeke was like, you better take care of my daughter, because she loves everybody wholeheartedly and unconditionally. And Hank says, it'd be my honor.
I know. One of my favorite parts of the night, and it was the first scene almost, just seeing Zeke tear up and saying, you know, Sarah, I've learned so much from her, and she taught me all about unconditional love. And, you know, she has, more than anything, she's just a lover, and she just loves everyone. And so just treat her right. And to hear, you know, they've always had such a special relationship. Stop looking at me like that. Because I'm already on the verge.
Here's the Kleenex box. For all those listening on iTunes, we have the Kleenex box right next to us.
We're Struggle Bus 2015 right now. But
use them.
It was such a good... Such a good scene between the two of them. They haven't had that much interaction, but it was the perfect amount of interaction that they needed. That's for sure.
It was really great. There was a lot of sweet moments that I feel like Zeke had his moments with everybody now on the show, just like I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Yes. But also, another sweet moment with Hank was when he was talking to Drew. Mm-hmm. And asked him to be a best man.
I know.
I love that conversation.
He's like, the next guy's the UPS guy.
Like, I like that you don't really talk too much, and when you talk quietly.
Yeah, but it also just shows that Hank and Drew now have that really good father-son connection going on.
Because Drew's never had really a father figure, and I think that at this point he can now look up to Hank. And his best man speech was... Just as Shiloh said, I mean, it was incredible.
It was so simple, but it was so good.
So meaningful.
And it really did, just like Shiloh said, it felt heartfelt. And it didn't feel like he was saying this about these characters. It felt like he was saying it about these people, which I'm sure, in a sense, obviously it was written, but I'm sure in a sense it was. But he played that part. It was such a Drew moment, and it was such a perfect Drew moment.
It was so touching, and coming from Drew, a man of limited words, all he said was so sweet and to the point and very touching and endearing.
Mm-hmm. And just like a typical teenager or college student, ending it as, great way to end a speech.
Yeah. But it's great because, like, the pilot episode, and I'm going to, like, keep referring to the pilot, but when we first see Drew, he's crying. He's having a hard time because his mother just left and up moved his life because of a man. And then to end it with Sarah now happy with the man that she's always should have been with just shows like how much he's happy and how much he's wanted this as well.
Mm-hmm. And that takes a lot. It takes a lot for children to warm up to a new parent, a step parent in that way. And I think it just shows what kind of people they are and what kind of people that Sarah has raised them to be, because they are genuine and accepting, and it just is, it's hopeful, I guess.
It is hopeful. And another returning face was Hattie.
What a conversation she had with Max.
That was great. They had such good moments.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It was really sweet.
Yeah. It reminded me of when, like, I've missed their moments, and I'm glad Hattie's back to experience all this with the family. But I love their moments together because Hattie being the sister... You know, we've seen past episodes where she's struggled with having Asperger's brother, but her coming to the realizations, like, you made me a stronger person, I'm a better sister for it, that was sweet. Because I feel like a lot of people, even in their 20s, early 20s, as her character is, wouldn't be at that point yet, but it just shows their maturity level.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before, that Max has come a long way, and now he can... You know, look at people in the eye when he talks to them. And she had asked, you know, Max, can you look at me? And he says, yes, I can. And he fully gives her all of his attention. And, you know, it was, again, we've said this before. He has been able to do this. But I think this was maybe one of the first times that he's really done that with her, where he's given her his full attention. And it was just, again, a great way to wrap up their connection and their relationship.
I'm glad that they gave her the time and that they gave her that speech, because there are so many other things where they so many of the things that they could have done. And of course, but I'm happy that they spent time on that, because that's been one of my favorite parts, is the relationship that Hattie and Max have had, the ups and downs, because it's a real relationship. You know, both my brother and sister are, you know, thank God, healthy people. And we would fight like cats and dogs, just like Hattie and Max used mm-hmm. to. And then we also have really great times. So it's just, I'm glad that they've shown the, you know, realism of what a true brother and sister relationship is, no matter whether you are, you know, completely 100% healthy, whether you have Asperger's, whether you have whatever you may have. I just, you know, I loved that they wrapped it up with that moment for the two of them.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. I love the wedding overall, especially there are two particular moments where we had the photo op when we see Max, you know, taking all those photos everywhere. And because we had the individual few seconds of like every individual family.
Yeah.
Who we saw,
the
you
couples.
Know, yes, the couples relationship. We saw Crosby and Jasmine and their family. And, you know, we saw all the individual groups together and all compiled into 20 seconds. And it was amazing. And I mean, in the last couple episodes, we've seen past photos from everyone's past, but then we saw a whole shot of all the new photos. Mm-hmm. So it's like the new future of the Bravermans. Mm-hmm. It was
you
sweet.
Are
what a good montage.
Yeah, I know it was awesome. And then of course Zeke walking Sarah down the aisle.
That was still so my heart. Beautiful.
I mean, who didn't get choked up at that?
I don't know.
Yes,
it's all happening now.
It was
so sweet. And the looks on everyone's faces in the crowd, that's what a lot of times I look at, even at real weddings, just like, because I love seeing people, you know, looking at the bride and everything. But just the look on his face, too, he just looked so proud and so happy for his daughter and his favorite daughter.
I did love the fact that we got to see Zeke and Sarah do that, because they wanted a really fast wedding. Only because they wanted Zeke to be there. Mm-hmm. And he was.
And the realization of that whenever he and Hank were talking, you know, why so fast? And he's like, oh.
You know why.
Yeah, but it's like, and whenever we were watching, I was like, oh, that's awkward. But because it's such a hard thing, you know, think of yourself as a person thinking about that. Like, oh, why are you having it so quickly? And then it's because
realizing
of you.
It.
And, you know, he remained strong and great throughout the entire thing, and I loved his and Sarah's special moments tonight, because that's every little girl grows up, you know, loving their dad, even if you don't have a dad. I feel like people, you know, you always look to that a lot of times, and that's especially them. They grew up looking to him, and I just like that they had those moments tonight.
It's unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
The bond they have, yeah.
It is. And so Zeke was there, and you got to spend the last few days of his life with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unfortunately, and it didn't seem really fast, because we saw the wedding photos, so it's just recently.
Right
then
after.
We see him. He passes away.
Mm-hmm. That was...
That was when I lost it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was... Ugh.
You know, for me, seeing him... And when Camille walked over to him, I was just hoping, I in my mind, I was like, it's okay.
I thought he was joking.
Oh, really? I was like, oh, he's sleeping. It's okay. You know, just telling myself it's okay. And then the next scene when they open up and when Camille opens up the, what is it called? Is it? It's not an urn. Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And started spreading the ashes. That's when I was like, okay, this is happening. And we were right. I mean, we already knew that we were right, but.
Who? Called that.
Amazing.
Yes.
So, that scene was so good.
It was
amazing. The whole baseball scene.
And I love just how they shot it and edited it, because we had the present baseball game, spreading the ashes, everyone playing, cut alongside the future already.
Yep.
So it was like the past and future together, just seeing how, yes, they're all sad at that moment that Zeke has passed away, but they're happy in the future with everything they're going through.
But they were so happy playing the game, though.
They were. They had fun.
And I can imagine how bittersweet it was and how much fun they had filming that last scene, too, because it's like, wow, this is the last scene of the show. ever.
It was the last day of the filming. Yeah.
But, I mean, they had smiles on their faces from ear to ear. It was beautiful to see, but also heartbreaking at the same time.
It was so weird for me to see them playing and Zeke to not be there because, you know, you just imagine him as the coach, like, come on, mm-hmm. yelling in the background. The scene with Camille looking at the pictures and then Zeke, and, I mean, that was ridiculous. I mean, I kind of like the way that they did it. You know, he's at home in his chair.
Passed away peacefully.
That sounds really sad to say also. But I think that, you know, the way that they did it, it couldn't have been more perfect for this show. If it had to happen, it couldn't have been more perfect for this show. And, you know, just as sad as I am about it, of course, it is a part of life. And that's exactly what this show is all about, is like real life and real crazy stuff that you go through.
Yeah.
And so ultimately, they're always going to be a family no matter what. And that's exactly what Zeke would want them to be doing. He wouldn't want them to sit at home and mourn him, because that's never something that he's done, you know? Yeah. He's never been a, let's just sit at home and do nothing and be
proactive.
Sad. And probably the saddest time of his life is when he did have to just sit at home and recover from his surgery and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so happy that they did it in that way and that everyone was happy and celebrating his life. Of course, they're devastated. Their dad, their husband, their grandfather just died. But at the same time, his is a life worth celebrating, so I'm really happy that they did that.
I didn't even watch the show, but you're getting me teary-eyed here in the engineer booth.
I'm sorry.
Sean, you have to watch.
Yes, you do. It's so good.
Yes, everything you mentioned and more. Mm-hmm. I am surprised that they did show the death in a way, but I felt like they shot it gracefully,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like he went peacefully. Mm-hmm. There was no struggle in that way, so, but unfortunately he did pass.
Yes.
But we had expected it the whole season.
We had 13 episodes.
I'm like, they're not going to do it.
Oh my gosh, they prepared us. They prepared us for it.
We had 13 episodes.
Yeah. As many tears as we shed, I don't know if we were prepared. I think we probably were.
You know what is really sad thinking about it, though, is the fact that he was not involved in the baseball scene.
Yeah, maybe he... Yeah. We'll just think that he was there in the background, like...
He was there
just
in spirit.
There to be there anyway,
he
as
was
an
there
actor.
In spirit and yes. in ashes.
Oh.
And in the baseball field.
Yeah, too.
But, yes, I felt, you know, it was just a great episode for a perfect bookend
mm-hmm. yep.
to a wonderful show such yes. as Parenthood.
Yeah,
I can't.
Bow down
so yes. much. Yes, everyone has happy endings.
Yes,
Adam and Christina,
even Camille. She's always wanted to travel the world. She's doing that now, and I truly think that she will be. You know, of course, she's going to miss Zeke an insane amount, but I think that she will be happy.
Yep. That's her third act. Kelly,
oh my
it's okay.
gosh.
Here we go.
Oh,
this is
yes.
Done.
Yes. And Christina and Adam, they're running chambers and even my probably starting more schools.
Yeah.
Which I loved. I was like, yes, a chain of chambers academies.
And
I love
they
that.
They kind of hinted at it earlier in the season, remember?
Did they?
It was one of the episodes that Christina wasn't in that said she was in like San Diego or somewhere looking to start a new chambers.
I don't remember that.
Yes,
that's right. I'm glad you caught that.
I think it's perfect for Adam. His role in the show has been a dad, you know, even, of course, for his children, but also kind of for the rest of the family as well. So what could be more perfect for him than running a place that he loves so much?
Yeah.
So I love it for him.
Yes. I love seeing how goofy he was, too, with those goggles,
the onion goggles
or onion protection goggles, whatever. I mean, he put on that, was it German accent or something?
It was a mixture.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Adam is right where he needs to be.
Yeah.
Because we've seen his character go through so many job changes, but he's finally at a place where he's happy.
And mm-hmm. see with the water supply place, is that what it was? The water
Yeah,
that
water spring.
Water spring. I mean, he would be, I think he took the job because he would be making money, be making some money, decent money, but where he's really happy And we for sure saw that tonight is with the kids at Chambers. So yeah. New headmaster, Braverman.
Headmaster Braverman.
And everybody is happy.
Everybody is happy.
I'm happy with how it ended.
Me too.
I am too.
Me too.
Yes. Although we're crying.
We're crying, but we're happy.
These are like tears of mostly joy.
Mostly joy. It was just a 87%
joy.
Fantastic way to wind up the series.
It was.
Phenomenal.
So we don't have any news and gossip, but... But I want to just take the special time to just say how much parenthood has meant to us in the future and like in our past and whatever. And like I have literally watched this show from day one, all 6 years. And one of my fondest memories of just watching Parenthood, this is how much I love Parenthood. I was in college when the show started. And literally, I was running from my last class at the end of night in college, booking it back to my apartment just to watch Parenthood.
Oh my gosh.
Like, Parenthood starts in 5 minutes. I have to watch it. So that is one of my fondest memories. That's how much like I really just love Parenthood and like the whole cast. Yes, I am a fan. I'm a true fan. So, what has Parenthood meant to you?
The thing that I take away from the show the most is honestly how many other people I've gotten to watch it, because everyone has their shows and whatever, but I'm like, you have to watch Parenthood. Like if you watch anything, you have to watch Parenthood. And just to see other people's reactions to it, you know, I've talked about my mom a lot on the show, and the lady does not stop texting me during the show. Even tonight, she's like, can I tell you? Can I tell you? And then I had a text, like 4 texts in a row. One said like, Crosby, yes. Oh, no, sad, but good. And like, she's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
It's just, honestly, it really does teach you real life lessons. And you can see how, you know, other people react in situations, and you kind of see the person that you would want to be in that situation. So it is a show that actually, it's more than a show. It really does teach you about life and how to act and how to be as a person.
That's my favorite thing about it, too, is because all these conversations are so realistic. I cannot tell you, there are countless times, mainly between Christina and Adam, but just a couple episodes ago, or maybe it was last episode, where Christina and Jasmine got into that argument. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anytime Christina's involved in something, I get very stressed out watching them because they argue back and forth. They keep talking over one another, just as any couple would or any two people in an argument would. You know, it's never like, my turn to talk, okay, now your turn. You know, it's just, right. Well, no, and it just kind of escalates very quickly. And I just feel like so many conversations that happened are so realistic to my life and to really anyone's life. I mean, the conversations between Sarah and Zeke, hello, Dad. I mean, those are the exact same conversations I would have or have had. And, you know, those scary thoughts, too, about your father going to the hospital has happened to me, unfortunately. It's just you feel what these characters are feeling, and they portray these characters so insanely well. I'm just blown away by how much I relate to them.
Yeah.
All of them. I mean, even the Joel and Julia divorce. I mean, I've never been divorced, but just a couple times. Mm-hmm. Just the conversations that they would have about getting into an argument, or that time just a couple episodes ago too, where they went out to the car to fight and talk about, well, you know, Chris is getting me in my life. We'll get a new job. I can't get a new job. You know, all those conversations, those are real life conversations. Mm-hmm. And it's just so great to see that.
Yeah, I think what Parenthood did as a whole, it was just show the true essence of what a family is, friends and family are there for.
Yeah.
And I feel like they have covered practically every aspect that you ever could wish for, and life lessons, moral lessons that you take from this family. I've learned a lot just growing with these people. I feel like I'm a Braverman myself.
I want to be a Braverman.
I know. Can they adopt us?
Honorary Bravermans?
Honorary Bravermans.
But you know, too, it's like when you see these conversations happen, you learn kind of how to... how you should react, or how they reacted, and see, okay, well, that didn't turn out so well, so maybe next time do it this way. Or, you know, it's because we see how they act as a family, we also see what we can take away from it and learn in our families as well.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I've just loved this whole experience of our after show.
Me too. Yeah.
And actually personally getting to meet some of them and going to the actual sets, like, I feel like more part of Parenthood than ever before, mm-hmm. and part of any show that I've ever watched.
Yeah,
you should.
And even though the show's over, it will never, ever end.
Mm-mm.
So, and I just have to quote and finish it with Dr. Seuss, "Don't cry that it's over, but smile that it happened."
You had to throw that in. You had to throw that in.
Yes.
Devil you.
Yes, but goodness, it's been such a pleasure doing this after show, and yes. Thank you everyone who's listened, rated, commented on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Twitter, all the social media platforms. Thank you to everyone who's commented. Some great people on iTunes have mentioned, thank you for loving Parenthood.
Yes.
As much as I do. You guys are awesome. You ladies are awesome. It's been such a such a great show. I can't say it enough. I cannot say it enough.
Yeah, we're really bummed that it's over.
Yes. But be happy that it happened.
That's true.
Smile that it happened.
Absolutely.
So where can everyone keep following you? To keep following you.
Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly Kinez.
And you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Serafini TV. Please keep following all of our shows here. Tweet at us, AfterBuzz TV, and hashtag ABTV Parenthood. We're going to keep talking about this show.
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
You can bet we will.
This show is evergreen. It will never end.
No.
Thank you all for listening.
We
love you all.
Yeah.
We love you all.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.